It's the Burt Show.
All right, so I missed this on Friday because I was out, but Betsy here's got herself into a pretty tight situation.
Yeah, and we didn't actually talk to her on Friday. We just read it. Melissa read her email.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just trying to impress some friends, some new friends.
Yeah.
She joined a church group, right?
Right. Exactly, yeah. And she's trying to impress them.
Because they're all doctors and lawyers, but she works at a tanning bed, so she wanted to up them a little bit.
I don't think I caught that in the replay.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She works at a tanning salon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Hey, Betsy.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me on. It's a real thrill.
Well, thank you for being on. All right, so you work at a tanning salon. I'm really curious because we didn't get to talk to you on Friday, how you got so caught up so quickly in this lie and where marketing came from.
I was just sort of thinking on my feet. I felt silly because all of these women had successful careers, and I, as you said, work at a tanning salon, and that just felt sort of weird to me. So I said marketing and PR. It was the first thing that came to mind.
And when you said that, did like all the heads turn like, oh, you're going to be a real asset to this group?
You know, they looked at me in a certain way, and I didn't know what that meant then, but now I do.
So they didn't ask you for your help right away. It just came up a little while later after you met them?
Right. And now I know them, and I like them, and they seem to really like me, and I've actually pulled off, you know, kind of this persona, at least, until now.
All right, so going into the weekend, was the event this weekend, or was this just a conversation?
A meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Meeting was Friday, yeah. And actually, the meeting went really well.
Really?
Actually, one of your listeners called in after you guys read my letter online, mm-hmm. and she actually works for a marketing and PR firm. So mm-hmm. You guys put me in touch with her, and she told me what to ask, you know, so I went in and she gave me a game plan. I even used like fancy words, you know, demographic and target audience and stuff like that. And
that's funny.
Yeah. So, I mean, and it was pretty short, but I just asked them the right questions. And then I'm supposed to talk to your listener again this week. And then she's going to give me sort of a game plan for them. I'm supposed to have another meeting with them on Friday.
Okay.
And the game plan is supposed to be very hands-off for me.
All right. So I'm just wondering if we're walking into a danger zone here, because this is a nonprofit event, right?
Yeah.
But basically, our listener is really doing all the work, and you're just going to be the mouthpiece for this person, so it will be done well. You're not going to mess up the event, correct?
Yeah, and they were just asking for my advice. I'm not really doing all of their PR. They're doing it, but they just wanted my advice.
Okay.
But Katie and I talked this weekend about how that our listener here in Atlanta that's helping you out, how brilliant is that? Because if they take, you know, if you get like a referral fee, let's say in the future, just saying that if this is not only the only case you take and you consult, but you actually decide that you want to be a PR rep, that our listener is actually the rep that's kind of your associate, you get the referral fee and they get the business in New Jersey.
It's a win-win-win-win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's destiny.
That would be amazing, but I think I'd be too nervous to try to turn it into something.
So there really is no danger here.
This.
There's no danger here, right?
I don't think so. Did you really think that they bought it? Like hook, line, and they didn't give you any weird looks? Like nobody suspected that you didn't do this for a living?
I really don't think so. I mean, after this, I really need to come up with another lie so that it doesn't happen again, I think.
You could become an actor because it sounds like you're doing a really good job.
Well, the thing is here, too, when you're around a whole bunch of people that know nothing about your industry, anything you say seems credible because you're in the industry. Why would I question that?
You're like a mechanic that CBS Atlanta investigates.
That's right.
Well, it seems like it's working out fine then.
Oh, I hope so. I
mean, just so long as you don't get carried away.
One more meeting, and then I should be in the clear.
Yeah, if it's just advice and she's not the one that's actually planning the event and she's the one there that night that's putting the whole thing together,
man,
what's the harm here?
If she gives,
well, what if they keep asking her for help event after event? Because I'm sure this isn't going to be the only one.
That's true.
That's what I'm worried about. I don't know how to get out of it. Like, say that I got let go or I don't know.
Well, it's your
thing. I'm not sure.
Are you working for somebody or did you say it was your company?
Well, I said it was my own.
Yeah, you need to say you sold it, though. I laid myself off.
Right. I had a change of heart. I had to get rid of that thing. Good morning, Kelly. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. Love you guys.
Thank you. Good morning.
I just wanted to know how she honestly felt about this whole big lie and it being in a church group. Wow.
The church group you lied to.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I feel really weird about that. I don't really... That's why I just want to be done with it. I definitely don't want to carry on the lie anymore. You know, I don't want to start giving them more advice. I just want to be done with it because I feel horrible. And I really like these women now.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least you're helping out a charity. See, church, charity. She's doing it for the good of somebody else.
Yeah, and it is a nonprofit, so yeah. And it's a church, so I don't think there are going to be any sort of
God will still love you
or anything like that.
Hey, Caleb, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yeah, I was wondering what happens if someone from her group sees her working at her tanning salon.
That's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think maybe the next wave of lies has to be that the company wasn't making any money and you just went belly up.
What's
and
wrong with you?
Times are tough right now and I've just ended up in a tanning salon. What else is there?
It's her own company.
Belly up. It's a recession.
She had to sell it because she wanted to work at a tanning salon.
She needs to get out of the lie now.
Yes.
Yeah, she's definitely got to get out of it because, like Wendy said, it will keep happening.
Mm-hmm. Like maybe in the actual group she says, you know, this is going to be the last time I can do this because times are so tough right now. I've had to give up the company.
Cross that bridge when we come to it.
At this point, yeah.
Because
it's
job.
Over.
Good job pulling it off.
Yeah, because our Atlanta listener heard Katie and my idea about this whole referral fee thing. And so the listener's going to say, no. Continue with the lie so I can get more business up there.
You're in the clear at this point, pretty much. So don't add too much. Don't volunteer for any more. Get in and get out and get off of this thing.
I will. That's what I plan on doing.
Okay. Thank you for the update.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's funny.
I don't see what the harm in that is.
Well, it's going to be a bad situation for her because they're just going to keep asking.
Yeah. I mean, I think long term it could be.
She needs to say that the company went belly up, and I'm so sore about the whole thing. I don't even want to talk about marketing for the rest of my life.
Or it could just be a case of, you know what, we're friends. I don't want to mix business and pleasure. We're in church.
Yeah,
I just want to kind of get away
right.
from work.
Here, Bird Show.